What's new?
Mahmoud Al-Hazaz and his wife Rasha practice their English on a smartphone in their apartment in Jordan. This month, thanks to the US government and the UN, they're heading for a new life in the city of Memphis.
I'm preparing the sauce for the roasted chicken with kabsa khaliji. It's a known Syrian dish.
Mahmoud was a successful restaurateur and chef in Syria's second largest city, Homs.
I had around 13 employees, and there was my brother and me. We used to work with them, with our hands. We didn't sit in an office.
But everything changed 4 years ago, with the onset of war.
When the protests started, there was oppression and shooting. We were in the restaurant. There was shelling from tanks, from the government tanks. We couldn't stay. We feared for our lives. So we left everything.
Mahmoud fled to Jordan and struggled to find a full-time job. But now he and his family are looking forward to tasting a new land, peace and prosperity.
I want to introduce new dishes to Americans, for them to taste and like and to know that Arabic food is good and Syrian food is good.
As they prepare to leave the crowded streets of Jordan and Mahmoud dreams of his new restaurant in America, Russia is equally optimistic.
I first want my kids to get an education, and then we are leaving to the US to have a better life, for my husband and I and our kids to live in dignity.
To plant aubergines and tomatoes. Are you going to Tokyo?
And their daughter, Sausan, is full of hope too, and eager to make new friends.
I expect to go to school and enroll in a better curriculum and get better in English. I also hope that everyone will love me at school.
But the reality of what they find here in the US might not match expectations. Since the brutal Paris attacks and, more crucially, the terrorist massacre in California, many Americans see Syrian refugees as a violent threat. Sarah Ivory works for Church World Service, one of the resettlement agencies that provides support to Syrians arriving here.
The president and certainly the NGO community, the faith communities here in the United States are absolutely in support of continuing to provide safe haven for Syrian refugees. I think this is a time when we've seen a lot of political posturing. This is an issue that many governors and political candidates right now are able to grab onto and connect with the fear that people are experiencing across this country.
Sarah Ivory says the Al-Hazaz family and others like them pose no threat, but they must prepare for a hostile reception.
This is the last step in a very, very, very long process to get to safety and to come here and then experience a similar type of threat as you experienced and were fleeing before. I think it's just it's devastating.
But Mahmoud and his family have escaped what many see as hell on earth, and he's determined to win trust in his new homeland.
They have a wrong idea about who we are after the Paris attacks, which we condemn. We are against blood and killing. We want to show them a different picture, that we are not like that. The majority of Arabs are not like that.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.